this touching moment, and I'm deeply moved to say anything. As Bhagavan has been talking to us, and the concern and the love, the affection that has been showered bounteously, deserved or undeserved, it has been conferred. I cannot say it's achieved. I cannot describe any reason or any sadhana or any deservedness of any nature. We are not related to Swami by blood. We are not his blood relation. He is not going to get anything from us. We know what kind of love is there in society. Even parents also expect something in return the moment children are grown up. The children, we know how they treat their parents. The moment they get married, parents, we know my father always used to tell me, a son is a son until he is married. And in these circumstances, when love has become just a word, perhaps to be referred in the dictionary, love lost all its meaning. When husband loves the wife, not because of love of a wife, because that she would do what all that he wants. Wife loves the husband not for the sake of the husband, that he would certainly cater to her requirements and would do what she wants him to do. The life has become a matter of interdependence, too artificial. In those times, Bhami, how that you made us, you charged us, we are electrified. We have experienced the fringes of your love. As you speak of that spirituality, every moment, Swami, I find that freshness. 4 to 5, 6 talks, a conversation, a smile. As Vijay Sai has said, Bhagavan, you know, I had the longest period of probation for 7 long years. Yelinatisini. 7 long years. I never had any touch. I never received any smile. But yet, I could not stop visiting Prashanthi Nilayam. Many of my students had interviews. Many of my friends had interviews. But I was running away from their company because they used to ask me, did you get an interview? I never told anybody when I was going on trip to Prashanthi Nilayam because they would ask me, did you get Padnamaskar? I was like that, a long probationer for 7 long years. I saw in one of my friend's house a small photograph. He was speaking right before the mic. Bhagavan was there, a small photo that was kept hanging on the wall at his residence. In one of those 7 years, when I went, I saw that photo of Bhagavan. Is that possible in this lifetime? Is that possible? When I could not touch your feet, when I don't deserve your smile, Swami, is that possible to have a photo with you? Swami, I am very crazy of your photos. The photos I have with Swami are greatest treasure. My children are aware of it. Because the keys of Almira where the locker where the albums are there, still in my pocket. Swami, how can I convey my thanks? I am also reminded, Swami, you have given back my wife to life. Yes, when all daughters lost hopes, when I have 4 children, and I was just engaged in private tuitions, very busy in tutorial colleges, talking and teaching and learning. When she underwent operation, though physically she was well, we have become a laughing stock to our own parents. Her mother and father used to joke every time, Nikyam Ponakai Doskai Laguna, Pani Patana Kalama, Nikyam Rogan Tungavari. They used to say, what's wrong with you? You are quite hale and healthy. What's wrong with you? But I used to take her to many doctors, and every doctor said, nothing wrong with her. Nothing wrong with her. But what to do then? It was at that my parents, my mother, the education officer, she said, I have no time to take care of your children, your wife. Actually, when there is nothing wrong with her, what am I to do? Then only I understood the meaning of Shankara's माता नास्ति पिता नास्ति नास्ति बंधुश्च सहोदरः. But she is an ardent devotee of Bhagavan. I should confess before Swami, it was she that brought me to lotus feet of Swami, because we have been in altogether a different tradition, different school of philosophy, not used to any kind of idolatry. We have never accepted any kind of incarnation. We are after the attributeless, formless aspect of God, as advocated by Brahma Samaj, founded by Raja Ram Mohan Roy, the prophet of modern India. Having hailed from such a family since past three generations, through my wife, she is my angel. I think she would be too glad to hear this day after tomorrow when I tell her. Because she always says, you have forgotten me, and you get many chances. Swami, I will certainly tell that I openly declared what her role today is, that she brought me here. Because I know, because all these 20 years, Bhagavan, you know, all these 20 years, even more, you made me go around different villages of Andhra Pradesh, 1,000. There's no village or town worth mentioning which I have not visited in Andhra Pradesh. I spoke to 1,000, Swami, you made me a mobile van. Many people used to mistake me that I'm a medical representative because they find me with a suitcase moving every Sunday, Saturday, spreading Sai message. Yes, I said I'm a salesman, but I belong to a medical company. See, such a Sai sales company. I belong to SSSS, yes. Swami, it was she that managed the entire family. It was she that took care of all the children under your divine guidance and help. And I'm just a loudspeaker. I get thrilled, I get excited when I speak of Swami's message. How Swami helped. He made all those Christians also cooperate with me. The Christian college, you know, how they think of our incarnations, how they view our religion. But those Christian college principals, they said, Anil Kumar, please go on. Don't bother about the leave. Swami, you made everybody cooperate with me such that I could move. The greatest of all, the highest of all, among the four children of my mother, and the least and the last in respect of profession and in respect of position. But Swami made something today to feel proud of, with heart full of gratitude and thanksgiving. Swami, as you speak of that philosophy, I do not know what happens to me. There were days when we start there at Guntur, until we reached Puttaparthi, I went on speaking non-stop because of your message. Nitya Sukha Dharma Pracharaka. Bhagavan is Nitya Sukha Dharma Pracharaka. Nitya Sukha. He has got that eternal pleasure and happiness. Why? We are Nitya Sukha either in sleep or Nitya Ahara while taking food. Because he is Nitya Sukha Dharma Pracharaka. As he speaks on philosophy, as he speaks on spirituality, as he speaks our daily mundane life, Nitya Sukha is eternal. The other day when he was traveling with us in the bus, he was just peeping through the window, peeping through the glass. And Swami was peeping, what's wrong, what happened? Is there anything interesting that way? Immediately he says, anything becomes philosophy, any fellow, any object. If just with that time, you know what he said. Here are little plants, here are little saplings, say something like a paddy, that needs to be watered every day. Then only that plant, that sapling remains green. But on the other side, there are huge trees. Even though you don't water those plant trees every day, still they are green. Is this justice, God? Is this an act of justice? People feel like that. A plant that needs watering every day, and it gets dried up next day when we don't water it, while there's a huge tree that continues to be green forever and ever. Just looking at the plants passing by, he made a statement. Immediately Swami said it. A little sapling needs watering. We are that sapling, we need that watering of devotion, that watering of steadfastness, that watering of dedication, that watering of commitment, that watering of spiritual practice and sadhana. Whereas there are huge gigantic trees, their roots have gone into the depths of the earth, touching that ever-running water flow of God's love. There is water flow in the undercurrent in the earth. The roots have gone so deep, therefore they get the water right from there and they would never get dried up. Nitya Sukha Dharma Pracharaka Nirupamanandaika Karaka Satyadiksha Charana Puraka Sadhu Tapatraya Nivaraka Sadhu Tapatraya Nivaraka Satyadiksha Charana Puraka Sarveswara Srikara. సర్వ దుర్గుణమునకు లోబడి గర్వమునకు అనుగానకుండెడు దుర్వినీతుల బట్టి దిద్దెడు సర్వశక్తుడ వీవేదేవ సాయిదేవ. హీఈస్ అ పర్సన్ లుక్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో వన్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ టుడే ఈవెన్ చిల్డ్రన్ డోంట్ కేర్ దర్ పేరెంట్స్. హియర్ ఇస్ భగవాన్ హూ మేక్స్ ది ఐరన్ రాడ్స్ ది కాలేజ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ బెండ్. Yes, he is a goldsmith. He is the only one who can bend the iron rods like that. I am sure most of us are not sure whether our children would fetch a glass of water when we want it immediately. They said, keep quiet, I have examination tomorrow. But here are the college students of Bhagavan Baba who are made to serve everybody. It is impossible to handle the students at that stage of adolescence. An impossible today. I have been exposed to several situations today, Bhagavan. Sometimes we may be carried away by the worldly things. Buddhi pai paratiyara bhavaneshwara. There may be cataract to the eye. Buddhi pai paratiyara. Buddhi also has got a cataract. Bhavaneshwara. You are a bhavaneshwara. It is quite possible for you to remove that pora or the layer covering the buddhi or intellect. Suddhamaguni satswarupamu. Suddhamaguni satswarupamu. Chuchi chuchi krutarthulagudamu. Sraddhato ni sevalu narichi. శాశ్వతానందము గంతుము బుద్ధిపై కొరతీయరా దయను మాపై కురియరా దయాకర దయను మాపై నీవు కురిసిన తాపములు చల్లారిపోవును రయముగా హుక్షేత్రముల సద్రమ్య గుణముల పంట పండును దయను మాపై కురియరా ఐకమత్యము కుర్పరా అఖిలాకార లోకమంతయు నీ కుటుంబముని తెలిసి మెలుగుచు నీ కటాక్షము చేత నిఖిల వర్ధిలి సుఖము పడయుచుందు ఐకమత్యము కుర్పరా. భగవాన్, we thank you very much Swami. Thanks is a simple word. Because of the Western influence, you should apologize me for using that word. Yes, what else can I say? Accepting to live up to your expectations, accepting to spread whatever little I know while enjoying, basking in that blissful message that rings in my ear, runs through the breath, and then work in future with a spirit of total commitment and dedication. 1,000 pranams to your lotus feet, Swami. Thanks and gratitude to you.
What do you mean? 2,000.
Swami?
There's no thousand.
Swami, what am I to say that? It's beyond all measure. Apramana, Ajaya, Nirupamana, Advitiya, Ekameva Advitiyam Brahma, the one without the second.